Good morning. High pressure building in behind the front that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to the area yesterday will continue to dry things out in terms of the humidity. It'll be a lot more comfortable today with readings pushing into the 70s in most places, but some spots touching into the lower 80s, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. Energy rotating around a trough of low pressure in southern parts of Quebec will initiate a couple of scattered showers over the Adirondacks, and these showers will pass by from time to time across the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and Green Mountains of Vermont. They'll only last a short period of time, but they could wet the ground here and there through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, with that high pressure center continuing to edge toward us, skies will be mostly clear and it'll be comfortably cool with lows mainly in the 50s. And this will set us up for a mix of sun and clouds and mainly dry weather tomorrow, and seasonably cool with temperatures about 5 degrees below average and staying in the middle and upper 70s. Some more energy rotating around that same system on Friday may produce a couple of passing showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs once again in the middle to upper 70s. That trough of low pressure will kick out for the weekend, and it looks like we'll warm things up into the lower 80s on Saturday with mostly sunny skies and high pressure in control before the next disturbance approaches from the Great Lakes on Sunday. Skies will become mostly cloudy, and there's a decent chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon and into the evening. Highs out ahead of this disturbance will be back into the lower and middle 80s. It looks like we'll have leftover showers and a couple of thunderstorms on Monday in the lower to mid 80s, and drying it out again on Tuesday with highs staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern and central plains, Ozarks, Tennessee Valley, and Gulf Coast states, and also a marginal risk of severe storms across parts of the Intermountain West and northern Rockies. Wind damage and hail will be the main threats with these storms in these areas. Meanwhile, heat advisories remain in effect for the southeast and Gulf Coast states and lower Mississippi Valley, where the heat index again today will be between 100 and 110 degrees. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Iglulik Airport in Canada at 2:19 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Blue River, British Columbia, Canada at 6:51 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in drizzle and fog, 43 degrees, with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 54, 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.71 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Pinedale and Afton, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 75, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.81 inches, which is 2/100 of an inch above average. And 18.23 inches for the year, which is 3.13 inches of precipitation below average. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 152. That's 8 above average, and 386 for the season, which is 94 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 102 set back in 1926, and the record low 47 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., sunset this evening 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower from time to time today, and highs staying in the 70s. partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with the risk of a passing shower today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s, a passing shower possible Friday, otherwise partly sunny, in the middle to upper 70s, mostly sunny, lower 80s on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday in the lower 80s, another chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday, lower to mid 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid 80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.